Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And we are back. It is the Jim Bob Show, game day edition, heard here and on great stations all around the country. And Jim Bob, you know, people think of you in a lot of different ways, you know, like a, I don't know, Renaissance man, a bon vivant, obviously a sports fan, athlete, and also an educator, right? When it comes to tournament time, you've got the tutorial to have our listeners ready to win.
Let me do this, Dane. Let me go grab my ascot, my pipe, and my bifocals as we begin the march to March Madness in how to fill out your bracketology. So how to build a smart bracket. So let's do this, folks. Let's start with number one. You just don't pick favorites. It's easy to ride with all the number ones and the number two seeds. But history will tell us that at least one won't make the final four. So look at teams with momentum, not just rankings. That's point one. Point two, let's find the right Cinderella. Every year, a double-digit seed makes a little bit of a run. Some will make a deep run. So let's look for those mid-majors with senior leadership. Great guard play is key, okay? Great guard play is what leads you through the championship. And, you know, they've got a chip on their shoulders. So teams that are seeded 10 through 12 are prime upset candidates. So let's look at that strong guard play. Point three. Experience does matter. Don't get blinded by just raw talent teams. And I probably am blinded this year by it because I think that the top 10 teams are extremely athletic and very talented. But teams with veteran guards and strong coaching tend to go further than one-and-done freshman-heavy teams. So, you know. Point four, beware of the 5 versus the 12 trap. The 12 seed upset happens almost every year. These matchups are often mid-major champions who are battle-tested against the 5 seed. And they, you know, the 5 seed may have struggled late in the season. Pick at least one 12 seed to win that matchup. Point five, and this is a great one. This is why I used to tell my kids when I coached them. Defense travels. Shooting doesn't travel. Hot three-point shooting teams are fun but risky. Great defensive teams are always more reliable. When in doubt, pick teams that play tougher defense. I used to coach my kids up on this when I said, hey, guys, if they can't score, we don't lose. So point five is my most critical one, Dave. And then point six, don't overthink the 1 versus the 16s and everything. Only one number 16 team has ever beaten a number 1, and that was UMBC over Virginia in 2018. Don't go crazy picking 16s, you know, thinking it's going to happen again. Not this year, okay? Not going to happen. Look for teams that are finishing strong. That's, you know, who's caught late in the season, you know, who's got the win streak going into this, you know, 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins. Point eight, who wins the close ones? March Madness games are always tight, you know, so teams with a good record in close games decided by 5 points or less, who knows how to finish? Point nine, got to watch the injuries, man. Got to stay on top of the key injuries to star players because that can certainly derail a team, man. Check the injury reports before making your final picks. And then point 10, your gut versus your head. If you're, you know, you're filling out multiple brackets, have at least one where you go with all logic, and one where you ride your crazy gut picks. But remember, the person who wins your pool is often the one who gets a few bold picks right and, you know, just went with it. My final tip on the tutorial, let me grab my pipe and take a puff off of it, okay? It's the real deal, guys. It's not that THC. This is real rich tobacco. Okay, here we go. Final tip. Have fun, everybody. Nobody's ever going to really pick a perfect bracket in your office pool. I mean, you know, AI would have a hard time. The madness is what makes this great. So enjoy the ride, trust your instincts, and let's see who survives and advances. And break out the Bandito, Dane. What a great time to plug that.
I feel wiser. I feel the listeners are wiser, and they are ready to make that play to create the best bracket. Teams are going to win and lose throughout tournament time, but of course there's going to be thousands of Wana winners for the world's richest parlay, and you're going to celebrate your Wana wins with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee Tequila, the official tequila of Game Day. We're going to keep it here, and we'll be right back with more on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.